Chapter 8. In the morning, a weak sun struggled through low scudding clouds. Pox came over the rise south of the stronghold and saw its massive walls. She noticed a group drilling to the west and wondered if it was recruits or regulars. As she came nearer, she could see no changes in the stronghold itself. The Duke's colors swirled in the wind. The main gate stood open, as usual in daylight. Pox kept up her steady pace. Her stomach began to clench. Would the gate guards know her? Who would be in the courtyard? She thought of her first march toward these gates, and how she'd blushed as Stammel marched them in. It was odd to be so nervous still, after all that had happened. Her thumb felt for the Duke's signet, turning it on her finger.
"Ho there, traveler!"
She looked up to see sentries on the wall. She halted. A man appeared in the gate opening.
"Come forward and speak for yourself. What's your business here?"
Pox walked forward. She didn't recognize the dark, bearded face. "I'm Pox Anarion Dorthan's daughter," she said. "I was a member of this company. I would like an audience with the Duke." He scowled. Pox decided that he was quite young, perhaps just beyond recruit.
"With Duke Phelan? What makes you think you... Who did you say you were? With this company?"
"Pox Anarion Dorthan's daughter. I was a member of Arkalan's cohort for 3 years." His eyes widened.
"Pox Anarion... Yes."
His glance fell to her hands, and she held out the signet.
"Of course. Come with me. The Duke is in council, but I'll send word in at once. Have you eaten?"
"Yes, thank you." She followed him through the gates, into the familiar courtyard, with a mess hall and infirmary beyond. Someone led a tall horse across the courtyard. Armed men and women in familiar uniforms walked briskly about on their errands. She tried not to gape, and followed her guide to the Duke's gate. But they ran into Stammel, almost at once.
"Pox, by Tyr, I'd hardly hoped it was really you."
He grabbed her in a hard hug.
"You're coming back to us, I hope."
Pox found herself grinning widely.
"I must see the Duke." "Of course, of course. But stay, Pox. Don't be going back to Finn Paneer."
"Not for a while, anyway." She pulled away. The young sentry was watching wide-eyed. Stammel grinned at the boy.
"Go on, then. Take her in. You won't find another the Duke would rather see."
And to Pox,
"I'll see you when you come out."
She turned to follow the sentry. She could see unasked questions hanging on his tongue. They were halfway across the courtyard when she heard other voices she knew.
"It looks like, by the gods, it is Pox. Pox, gods blast it!"
Pox turned to find Arnie and Vic almost on her. She was buried for an instant in sound and arms. Tears rushed from her eyes.
"I knew you'd come. I knew it."
Arnie, who rarely got excited, was laughing and crying together.
"No matter what they said, I knew."
More people crowded around.
"Wait until Bara hears,"
she heard someone say. Volya and Jennets, her old recruits, joined Arnie in another hug. Pox had not expected this, had not realized how much she missed these particular people. She held up her hands finally as the questions and comments rained on her.